This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sunday Side Up, and I am Barb Richards. Always my privilege to know that you're listening to us and spending some of your weekend time with us. So thank you very much for doing so. Great program ahead, because we're going to be talking about the University of St. Francis. Sister Elise is here. Good morning, sister. Nice
Good
to
morning,
see you.
Barb.
It just takes me back to my days over at St. Therese Grade School, though, I have to tell you. So
I have a history at St. Therese, too. Long time ago.
Long time ago. Was I in your class?
I don't know.
No,
maybe.
No. But I do remember spending a lot of time next to the nun's desk there at school.
So. Uh-oh.
I have to tell you real quick story, and then I'll introduce Andrew. But when I went to a Catholic grade school, discipline was, you know, the way mm-hmm. it should be. Mm-hmm. And as you could probably tell, I was a talker. So my desk always got moved up next to the teacher's desk, whether it be a nun or a lay teacher or whatever, but, you know, to keep me from talking to the person next to me or whatever. But it was a nun who said to me, and I don't remember which one, but who said to me, "I just hope that when you grow up, you figure out some way to make a living with your mouth."
I think you've done that wonderfully.
So I wonder if maybe, you know, she set that path for me, you know?
Inspiration of some kind, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Andrew Prawl is also here, your Vice President for Academic Affairs. Thanks for joining me today. I want to tell you how this all started. As I went over to the Scottish Rite in early November to see Will Rogers Follies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it not wonderful? That Brad Beauchamp was channeling Will Rogers, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wonderful. And so at the reception prior to, I got to talking to many of the people that I know at the University of St. Francis and the exciting things that you have going on there. And I said, you know what? It is time to bring you guys in to tell the world.
Thank you.
Well, we're pleased to be here.
It is very, very exciting to have you downtown right next door to us.
We're neighbors now.
Yeah. I know. And I was so impressed already the work that has been done on that facility since you guys took it over. All those seats on the bottom part have all been replaced already?
Actually, they've been done. They were done before we came down there.
Okay.
So we're raising funds to do the additional work we'd like to do. But we're using the building full force, especially the theater, as you mentioned, with Will Rogers Follies. And we'll be doing, you know, another play coming up in the spring called To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd like to partner that with maybe a reading project somehow with the schools in town, but, you know, that'll be worked out eventually.
So what is your whole vision? Why did you look at the Scottish Rite? What are you seeing in the future for that facility?
Well, the story started about last October, and we were inviting people from the community to come and speak with us about potential engagements, you know, with the community. And this particular building, the Scottish Rite at the time, called now the Performing Arts Center at the University of St. Francis, was available for purchase.
Right.
Which we didn't even know about. Apparently, it had been a couple years.
It had been. You know, there was talk about early on that someone was thinking about a casino if the laws had passed down at the state.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, so I just think it's just God's at work here.
Well, our School of Creative Arts is very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with the theater, you'd have to think of the School of Creative Arts at St. Francis. So back in the, tucked back in Rick Cartwright's head was this program called META, Media Entrepreneurship Technology or Training in the Arts.
Mm.
And we had planned, he had planned, or we had on our master plan a facility, a building that would house a theater of some kind. Well, it did not come to the top of the list, you know, looking at the needs of the university more immediately. But when this building became available, it was most fitting that that program could be offered down here.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we have a music technology program that
wow.
is very good, it's very popular. And we're housing that in a building that we purchased north of campus, and they've outgrown their space.
Oh.
So a part of what also would come down here is the music technology program. So with that, and the music technology students actually manage then the theater, the sound, the lighting, and all that. So it's their classroom.
Yeah.
So that's some of the vision.
Wow.
What we want to do here.
I don't think I knew that you guys were into music technology like that.
I think this is our sixth year.
And who runs that department?
That's housed within our School of Creative Arts. And so that's...
So it comes under Rick, but...
Yes.
Right. And then we have a department, a person who directs the program, Jeff Rogers, who's a faculty member at the university. And we're very proud of the program. We've really seen a number of of graduates who go on to exciting work in the field. And mm-hmm. we certainly think downtown is an ideal place to host it. And we're just so excited to be part of the downtown community and bringing life back to downtown with students and faculty, staff mm-hmm. being all down here in such a facility that is so beautiful and historic and has such deep roots with the city's past. And it's for us, you know, with somewhat of a history of the way that we esteem these older facilities like Brookside Mansion on our campus that was featured locally. We're just thrilled to be able to take a facility that has that stature in the community and then bring our programming within the University of St. Francis to it. We really do think it's a perfect match. Many of our faculty within the School of Creative Arts actually live in the West Central neighborhood. So,
oh, that's right. You were right.
So it's really nice for them too. So we really do view that, you know, while certainly the facility will be used extensively for university programming, it'll also be accessible to the community. And we do view it as a community treasure that we're just happy to be a part of an opening a new door, turning a new page with and bringing new life to the facility. And we really do hope to be part of that overall economic development of downtown. There's so many exciting things happening downtown.
And pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes. And we're just thrilled to be a part of that.
Yeah. I heard that night when I was at the reception, somebody said dorms downtown.
We've heard that too. Yeah. That's not our first priority. But, you know, that could be very well happening as students spend time down here, especially if they're creative art students, and they spend a lot of time in their studios, mm-hmm. they might be looking for a place nearby. So mm-hmm. whether it's here, you know, something new here or West Central neighborhood or, you know, and they probably would like to live there too in those older homes. But anyway, that would be wonderful for the students to be more engaged.
Yeah.
Also, there are plans downtown, I think, for further development that would engage young people. And I think what's happening downtown already, mm-hmm. with more and more people coming downtown, I've been impressed with that over the past couple years in my own engagement. So I think our students would just love to participate.
We just had the mayor on last week, and we talked a little bit about mm-hmm. that and about mm-hmm. you guys and mm-hmm. being a part of the downtown, and everything is just pointing all in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And by bringing in college students into the downtown mm-hmm. area, you attract a whole different venue of restaurants.
That's right.
You know, that are much more interested in catering to right. young students. And I'm feeling a little bit like Bloomington, you know, you're just starting to feel that way.
I think that's justified because even though perhaps we haven't historically had that reputation, Fort Wayne is a college town. There are over 34,000 college students in the area. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we're happy to bring that downtown in that sense that, you know, for our piece of that puzzle, that we're bringing some of that excitement and energy and creativity. And mm-hmm. and one of the things we're proud of at the university is that many of our graduates remain in the area after they graduate. So we tend to produce graduates who really contribute to the community beyond just their time at the university, but become really vital members of the community in many different ways. And so that's something that we're also proud of and view as something that we can really bring to the community.
You know, I think that college town concept is something that we need to talk more about. Mm-hmm. I don't think we realize it, but we've been thinking about it ourselves, as Andrew said, but with the growth of the colleges around the town, I think the difference is Bloomington is IU.
Mm-hmm. Right. IU was
integrated.
There and then Bloomington almost grew up around it.
And I think now with the University of St. Francis actually in the downtown vicinity, we can start thinking about that a little more obviously that we are mm-hmm. a college town.
And we're, you know, fostering a creative community here, you know, being part of what you can look at as a developing arts corridor extending from the Arts United Center on one end of downtown, now with the Performing Arts Center on the other end of the downtown. Uh-huh. It really makes a nice corridor for the arts. You know, we have First Presbyterian Theater right here. Yes. You know, so we're really proud to what we'd be viewing as our contribution to a cultural community. And study after study mm-hmm. has shown that a creative community is one that attracts economic development. It attracts jobs. It attracts young people who want to live and be here and be a part of that excitement. And all the pieces are really coming into place. And I think that bodes really well for our future as we look forward to the development of our plans downtown. Of course, we still have a lot mm-hmm. of work to do as we begin our fundraising and our renovation of the facilities. But it's not too hard to really see a future in which, you know, there's a really, we add to the, contribute to the already vibrant arts scene and really it becomes something that Fort Wayne becomes known for.
I really like the theater district idea. I mean, mm-hmm. I think because of where we are here with the other opportunities around the library and the churches nearby. And I think that, you know, that part of the cultural corridor. And I think we've already had thousands of people come and use the theater. Just mm-hmm. last weekend, you may know, we had the American Youth Ballet mm-hmm. do 3 performances and brought many, many people downtown. So we see that, you know, happening, that it can be a real, and I think theater in Fort Wayne, the quality of the plays that the University of St. Francis has been putting on lately, I think is wonderful. Will Rogers Follies was an example, but I think there's more to come with what we can do on that big, beautiful stage.
Exactly, exactly. And I think it all goes back to quality of life and mm-hmm. our generation that we're bringing up. We have taught them that it's more than just working and being. It's about being involved in a community and having a good quality of life. And I look at, you know, River Greenway,
yes.
we've got the ballpark. You know, you guys aren't even really all that far removed from downtown with your campus over there on Spring Street, and mm-hmm. it is all connecting it in such great, mm-hmm. such great ways. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, you're right about the vibrant theater community.
Yes.
You know, I actually, you know, grew up doing youth theater in Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom put me in youth theater classes because I was shy.
Oh,
then
no.
that led into the problem at St. Therese. But whatever. No, I'm just kidding. So, but we always have had some terrific, amazing talent.
Yes.
And here's what I always say about Fort Wayne. They could all move away, but they don't. They
yes.
Or they move away for a while and
they come back. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it comes back to values and mm-hmm. wanting to raise our children in this environment.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we have people like Rick Cartwright, like mm-hmm. Brad Beauchamp, that mm-hmm. have had opportunities to move onward and away from the community and decide to keep their talents
yes,
right here. Andrew, are you from here?
I'm actually from Richmond, Indiana, which is a couple hours down the road, but I've been in Fort Wayne since 2005.
Tom Raper.
Yes, that's right. That's our claim to fame down there. But we really loved living in Fort Wayne. It just really is an amazing place to raise a family. I have twin 5-year-olds at home, and so you know, there certainly mm-hmm. is a great level of treasures here that you just find.
Yeah,
and you go to Science Central, you go to the zoo, and it's just like mm-hmm. you are amazed at the quality of, mm-hmm. of facilities and programming that we have in this community. And I think it tends to really surprise people in the best way when they come mm-hmm. to visit us and they want to stay.
And Sister Lise, how about you? How many years have you been leading University of
St.
Francis?
I'm in my 20th year as president, and I've been at the university since 1983, came as undergraduate dean, then academic vice president, became president in 93. So it's been a while. We've seen a lot of change and growth at the university, a lot of excitement, more to come, as we're already talking about here, and plans for the future. Seen some nice growth at the university from in the 80s, about 1,000 students to now 2,300, and looking at other strategies for continued growth as well. And this is one of them, you know, mm-hmm. bringing our students into an experience that really would prepare them very well for the future.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about continued growth here at University of St. Francis. Also talk about some things that they have going on for the upcoming Martin Luther King holiday, too. This is Sunday Side Up, and we'll be right back.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
Welcome back to Sunday Side Up, everybody. University of St. Francis is with us today. Sister Elise, who's been the president for almost over 20 years, I guess you said.
In my 20th year.
In the 20th year. Mm-hmm. Do you get anything like a Rolex watch?
I don't know. Maybe I'll wait and see. See, the anniversary actually is July 1.
Oh.
That'll be the complete 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll come up with
here,
something.
Here, Andrew's here. You can hear this.
Andrew's putting that in the back of his mind right now.
Good thought.
Yeah. And Andrew Prawl is the vice president for Academic Affairs. You know, I think University of St. Francis for a long time has been known for a great nursing
mm-hmm.
program. You have put a lot of terrific nurses into our community.
Yeah.
Where is that standing with
that? That stands as strong as ever.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 1,000 of our students in health sciences, and of course, nursing at all levels, associate, baccalaureate, master's, and we also do a physician assistant program on the graduate level, which is very, very popular. And then we do 3 associate degrees in radiology technology, surgical tech, and physical therapy.
Wow.
So those are strong health-related programs, and we get good vibes coming back from the health community about the quality of our nurses, I hear most about. So But they're all they all do very well in their programs and are very and find jobs. I mean, I think that's one of the areas where, of course, there's need and continues to be and will continue to be. So they are very strong programs.
Right.
One of the most recent developments in our nursing area that we're really excited about and proud of is that we have now a completely online RN to BSN degree.
Really?
So it helps those nurses who are in the field who have their license but need to complete a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. So they have the convenience and flexibility of being completely online while also obtaining the high quality that we obviously have worked very hard to build our reputation at the University of St. Francis. And so that is actually part of an overall strategy that we have called the virtual campus, in which you'll be seeing more online degrees mm-hmm. coming from us in the future. Currently, we have the RN to BSN and an online Master's in Business Administration, MBA. And we're mm-hmm. just launching this month the MHA, Master's in Healthcare Administration. So the number of programs that not only are we downtown and we're on Spring Street, but we are in Crown Point, but we're also online. And so we're building on some of our traditional strengths in nursing and business. And that's something very exciting that, especially for those adult learners who mm-hmm. really need flexibility above everything else, we have a very flexible and very competitive degree offerings that we're very mm-hmm. proud of.
Mm-hmm. When St. Francis first started, what was their focus in education?
Okay, in our original history, actually, we were coming to about 125 years in 2014, 2015. We started actually as a teacher training school for the sisters in 1890 in Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh.
And had growth over the years there. And as a sister's numbers grew, needing to train them to be teachers. In 1940, became a four-year baccalaureate degree institution. And then that was in 1944 that the university moved from Lafayette here to the Brookside, you know, Bass Estate facility in 1944. And that was so that we could continue to grow. Lafayette had become crowded with a hospital there and mm-hmm. our community administration. Mm-hmm. So then and that was teacher education. Again, mm-hmm. teacher education has been a focus of the university and is sort of the mainstay, and we still have, you know, strong teacher ed programs, particularly in special education at, you know, undergraduate and graduate levels. But that was our focus. But when we came here to, of course, Fort Wayne, then we could expand programs and have developed. We have now five schools. Andrew can be sure I can name these all. We have the Keith Bussey School of Business and Entrepreneurial Leadership, the School of Health Sciences, which I spoke to just previously, mm-hmm. the School of Creative Arts, from which comes Meta here in a downtown campus, School of Arts and Sciences on campus, and the School of Professional Studies.
Oh, wow.
So we do, and we offer our programs coming from one or the other of those schools.
Hmm. How many do you attract from out of state, from the state?
We draw primarily from the region. So the highest percentage of our students come from right here in Indiana, and then smaller percentages from Michigan and Ohio as well. So we draw primarily from this Northeast Indiana
mm-hmm.
region.
Mm-hmm. And then through the years, too, your football program has expanded well.
Mm-hmm. Football started around 1998 uh-huh. and has been very successful. We were fortunate to be able to hire Coach Kevin Donnelly, and he's done a wonderful job for the university. And not just being a winning team, but being a very quality and integrity, mm-hmm. you know, all those qualities, the values that go along with it. I just see those young men grow in leadership, being engaged with the coaches that we have on campus. But this year we finished with a 9-3 record, good record. We keep thinking we're going to win them all one of these days.
You made it to the second
round.
Hopefully
we will.
Yeah.
We're still working
usually
on that.
You get into the playoffs at some
right.
point.
Oh, yes.
And Coach Donnelly just became this year the winningest coach in NAIA
right.
history, which we are extremely proud of. So no one's been more successful at this level of collegiate football. And mm-hmm. and certainly it's not just the wins. It's mm-hmm. as Sister Elise mentioned, mm-hmm. it's the values. And then,
which I would assume is part of your mission statement anyway.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very important. Yeah. You mentioned some fundraising efforts that are going on in order to continue the downtown development, some other things. How can we help?
Well,
write a check. with lots of zeros.
We just spent time yesterday looking at the list of potential donors for, you know, helping us support downtown. I think people are very interested in it. And it's a $12 million project. We've also been talking with the city related to legacy funding. So we're hoping that that can help us move along. We're just at the beginning of it, but I think we have some good plans for pulling together a financial plan, really, that includes a variety of sources of funding. Would be individual, be maybe some government funding, some city funding, some financing of some kind that might help us get the project going. And we're hoping in the next couple of years to do what we need to do to actually be down here, if not in 2014, 2015 at least. But it was still a little flexible there. But
what else might you move down? I mean, that you would move the whole school of the arts down here?
No. Go ahead.
Yes, not the whole School of the Arts, just the META program. But then we also purchased the Chamber of Commerce building that will be moving the Keith Bussey School of Business and Entrepreneurial Leadership downtown.
Oh.
And so there will be that school located here downtown.
Right. I'm so excited.
In its entirety. So you'll have a nice mix of business students and art students, graduate students, undergraduate students, and we really feel that the META program in particular brings together the energy from the arts and business, because it's designed to in part foster entrepreneurial skills among the creative class of students and individuals, because very often the ideas for those great small businesses don't come from the business person, it comes from the artist or the scientist. And you know, the person with all that creative energy and that innovation, and this is the program for. If you're that type of student, you really need to consider the University of St. Francis, because we really have this program that's unique in the nation, and that's really going to foster those skills through hands-on projects that they'll be working on right here in downtown. But so, yes, but our traditional business programs will be right here downtown as well. Our BBA, our Bachelor's in Business Administration, and so we also have focuses in accounting as well, and marketing, and so there are a number of different attractions for those who are interested in. And of course, we'll be right here, part of the vibrant downtown business community. So what better place to learn? It's like a real life learning laboratory.
I love the fact that when you combine the arts and business, it's both sides of the brain.
Yes.
You know,
that's right.
You focus too much on the one. And then, you, like in radio, you know, I just wanted to be a star on the radio. I just wanted to be a star. And so, but there's a whole business side that goes along. I mean, we do have to function as a business. So many artists, I think, forget that important point.
That's really the focus of the META program. It's a team-based program, project-based. So there will be a business student maybe engaged, a graphic designer, a music technology, whatever the need is for the project. And we're planning to do projects for the community. The students will. And I think that they will then work in teams and be able to see the full picture of a business that they might start up or, you know, move into an incubation kind of role for their business to get started.
I always say, when, you know, I get a lot of phone calls from parents who say, my son's got a great voice. He should be recording. He should be the next Justin Bieber. And no doubt I say that, but you have to look at what all goes along with that. It's not just an automatic plug-in. It's a brand, and you have to create it. And somebody works behind the scenes to create what makes Justin Bieber so good.
Well, it's that teamwork, and that's what the META teams are going to be like.
And back to your earlier point, Barb, we certainly welcome the public's engagement as we look to engage in fundraising. And we will be, you know, while now we're at the point of just putting together the plan and really engaging kind of the top level and all elements of this plan, there will be opportunities for the public. And we have appreciated the public support of our move downtown. And we've really received lots of positive regard from folks across the community. And so we certainly have an open door here. We do intend this to be a facility that contributes to the community, that's accessible to the community. And we welcome anyone who's interested to contact us. We'd be more than happy to talk with you. We certainly would welcome anyone who's interested in supporting our efforts downtown.
I was going to say
the next year will be very exciting as we are able to pull together, you know, the financial plan and begin to do some of the work and get ready to do that, and then move our, you know, it'll be a little while, but then to move the programs down. I am really excited just thinking about
it. And there's a radio station right across the street.
Oh, we're happy,
you know, so there's got to be some sort of tie-in.
We may be running over here more often than you
think. If you ever need a cup of sugar or anything like that, you feel free to come over and knock on our door.
We'll just bring some artists over there when they come visit us.
Sure.
We'll just do like a live performance over at the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah. We could do anything.
And then
like
your
that.
Students can record it
That would be wonderful.
Make a CD.
There will be a Christian concert coming up pretty soon here. I'm not sure the details of that, but anybody that wants to know what's going on at the university, check our website, you know, about what's happening and the announcements being made. So,
and you mentioned something about some things going on for Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely. With Martin Luther King Day coming up, one of the proud traditions of the university is that we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Day on. So for the university, it's not a day off, but it's a day on in service to the community. So each year for the past several years, we've sponsored a number of community service projects, and our students really love working at different sites across the community in this day of service, and really focusing on celebrating Dr. King's legacy in a way that we certainly hope makes him proud, in the sense that we reach out to others, whether it's down here at the Rescue Mission, at Love Community Center, at the Vincent House, a number of different places across the community. We'll have teams of students working on projects that are as needed from these different organizations. And we love working alongside community members in that spirit of service. And that's definitely a strong part of who we are as a Catholic and Franciscan university. And so keep an eye out for us. And if you want more details, you go to www.sf.edu/MLK, which will get you to the list of activities. We kick off that morning with a continental breakfast and a prayer service on campus, and the community is welcome to that as well, in which we reflect. It's a ecumenical prayer service. We reflect on Dr. King and just start the day off right with a prayer and a celebration, and then we go out to the community to serve.
As one of our Franciscan values, of course, is service, service to the church and to the community. So this comes right along with that service concept. We have on campus a Center for Service Engagement. So if there are agencies who need some kind of service work done or would like to have something done, get on our list. And I think Katrina, who is heading up that center, has probably been in touch with many of the organizations in town. But we're looking, and it's encouraged among our students in all kinds of ways.
Wow. Wow. We're out of time, and I feel like we barely got to talk about anything. I still have notes, a list of things that we were going to talk about, and talk about the Roland Gallery, which is always you brought in the fashions of the first ladies.
That was wonderful.
Oh, wow. Very, very exciting. We're just going to have you back.
Well, we'd be happy to come back.
That would be great.
All kinds of good things going on, and that continues.
Well, thank you so much for joining me from the University of St. Francis. We have President Sister Elise, and from the Academic Affairs Vice President Andrew Prawl. You guys were just so much fun, and we're just so excited to have you down here as our neighbors in downtown Fort Wayne. And thank you guys for spending part of your weekend with us. We always appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and this has been Sunday Side Up.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.